CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Memorial Day weekend is going to be warm, dry, and breezy. Forecasters say that means there's higher fire danger across the state on Saturday and Sunday. Fire danger will be especially high in southern parts of Colorado, including the San Luis Valley and the southeastern plains. Many places are also restricting or banning outdoor burning. One of the state's biggest new investments in affordable housing begins this summer. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Colorado will soon begin spending $150 million to support housing. That money will be loaned out at low interest rates for governments, nonprofits, and developers to build affordable units. Republican House Minority Leader Hugh McKean says he supports the bipartisan bill's focus on backing private sector projects.
If you can incentivize private capital, then you get what you want and you benefit a company to come and invest in our state. That's the best possible solution.
The law creates a revolving loan fund, so as loans are repaid, the money will become available for new projects. Lawmakers estimate it could support the construction of 16,000 housing units over a decade. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Pueblo's public health department says a bat has tested positive for rabies. Officials warn people to stay away from wildlife and to vaccinate their pets for rabies. They say the bat did not come in contact or bite anybody. Rabies is caused by a virus transmitted by the bite of an infected animal. It can also be transmitted if the infected animal's saliva gets into a cut or break in the skin or through the eyes, nose, or mouth. Symptoms include fever, agitation, abnormal behavior, seizures, and paralysis. In Denver, it's 80 degrees. This is CPR News at 4:06.